Lord Chaitanya is illuminating Devananda Pandit's heart with Bhagavat Siddhanta because he's responding to a question Devananda Pandit asked. What is the meaning of the Bhagavatam? How to understand it? How to teach it? And so Lord Chaitanya is quoting the Bhagavatam itself to explain or answer the question of Devananda Pandit. Anti Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 3, Text 517. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is speaking and he continues, Lord Chaitanya said, Veda Shastra Puran Kahiya Veda Vyas Tadapi Chittera Nahi Payena Prakash. After compiling and the manifesting the Vedic literatures and the Puran, Vyas did not feel satisfied. Chitta na payena. His chitta was not peaceful. Jakane shri bhagavat jivayas purila taktakshane chitta vritti prasana haila. So now his chitta is in a different position. Gauranga said, Devananda, listen. As soon as the Srimad Bhagavatam manifested on Vyasa's tongue, Shri Bhagavat Jivai Spurila, Spurti, as soon as the Shri Bhagavat manifested on the Jiva of Vyas, what happened? Chittavritti Prasana. His heart became filled with waves, Chittavritti. Chittavritti means the function of his intelligence or the movements of his, the function of his consciousness or the movements of his consciousness became filled with prasanna, joy. And this is, of course, a summary of some Bhagavatam verses. First canto, chapter 7, verse 4 through 7, state the same point. That one becomes happy by connecting to the Bhagavatam. Gauranga goes on, illuminating the mind and heart of Devananda Pandit. Hina granta parikeha shankate padila shuna akapate dvija tomare kahila. O Panditji, Devananda, listen tightly. I tell you that some people even become perplexed after reading the Bhagavatam. Like Devananda Pandit. Adi Madhya Avasane Tumi Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Matra Vakka Niyo Sarvamat. Listen, Devananda, you asked how to teach the Bhagavatam because you've been teaching it wrongly and incorrectly for 30 years. You didn't understand the teachings of the Bhagavatam. You didn't understand the Bhagavad Siddhanta. You're wrongly presenting it, misleading people, cheating people with the wrong conceptions, wrong ideas. And ultimately, it did you no good, but you became an offender, an aparadhi, offended Srivas Thakur. Now this is how you should teach the Bhagavatam. From Adi Madhya Avasane, from the beginning of the Bhagavatam to the middle to the end, you should explain Bhakti Yoga. In 30 years, you never discussed Bhakti. You discuss Sankhya and Karma and Devas and so many things, but not Bhakti. Tabeyara tomara nahiba aparad sekshane chitavritye pahiba prasad. Then, Devananda, you will no longer commit any offenses if you describe Bhakti. Because you're describing the wrong thing, so you're offensive. You're making Bhagavat aparad. Bhagavad Aparad and Mahabhagavad Aparad. You've been offending the Bhagavatam by false representation and cheating teachings. And you offended the lovers of Bhagavatam, like Srivas Thakur. So you're a double offender. You've offended the very book you're teaching by your cheating teaching. You're not a T-E-A-C-H-E-R. You're a C-H-E-A-T-E-R. Same letters. Round the other way, teacher or cheater. So you're cheating people. by not giving them bhakti, not giving them renunciation, giving them karma, gyan, smartism. So if you do this, then you don't tabayara tomara nahibo aparad sekshani chittavritte paiva prasad. Then you'll no longer commit any offense. If in the entire, whenever you're teaching Bhagavatam, any part of the Bhagavatam, when you're teaching, you the conclusion is bhakti yoga. That is what's being taught there. What is bhakti yoga? What is partial bhakti yoga? What is complete bhakti yoga? What is perfect bhakti yoga? It's all explained there. Because to define something, you have to define what it's not. Then you define what it is. For example, you want to send your child to the market to buy a gold plate. You'll say, gold plate is not bell metal. And gold plate is not brass. Brass, the characteristics of brass are like this. The characteristics of bell metal. It looks like gold, but it's not. Then there's something called fool's gold. Real gold has these characteristics. It's very dense, it's very heavy, and this and that. So be careful. So you have to know. You have to define what it isn't and what it is. So the Bhagavatam has examples of what isn't pure bhakti. What is Sakama bhakti, Karma Mishra bhakti, what different types of devotees are there. Then he says, if you do this, then you'll be happy at heart. You'll get my mercy. Gauranga goes on. Sakala shastri matra Krishna bhakti kai visheshi bhagavata Krishna rasamai. Gauranga said, Devananda, listen. All the shastras glorify Krishna bhakti. Especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not only glorifies Krishna bhakti, but it is saturated. What is the vishesha of the Srimad Bhagavat? Sakala shastra Krishna bhakti. Okay, all the shastras, Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran, Narada Pancharatra, this Brahma Samhita, this Samhita, so many itihasas and so many shastras they describe, and the agamas and the Rig Veda, Sam Veda, so many Vedas they describe Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. And the Puran, the Bhagavad Puran, like all Puranas and all Vedas, describes Vishnu Bhakti. But he says, Vishesh, Visheshi Bhagavat. What is that speciality? What is that special characteristic of the Srimad Bhagavatam? Is it is full of and is saturated with ras. It's a rasamayi shastra. You can read Vishnu Puran and you can find description of Krishna's Leelas in Vrindavan. You can read Padma Puran, Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. But there's no ras. Ras is missing. The language, the discussion, the description, the exchanges, the ras is devoid of ras. So that's why he compiled this. Lastly, the last thing he compiled was the Srimad Bhagavatam. He already wrote Vishnu Puran, he already Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, so many discussions of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan, but not satisfied still. Because he didn't discuss Krishna Maya, Krishna Rasamaya. So what is the Vishesh? What is the speciality of the Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna Rasamaya. It is made of Krishna Ras. It is especially filled with the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. The ecstatic, loving exchanges of Krishna and his devotees. That's what's in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chalatumi jaha adya pana kara ghiya Krishna bhakti amrita sabari bujaya. Now, Devananda, go! Teach the Srimad Bhagavatam with renewed enthusiasm by explaining the nectarine devotional service of Krishna. Krishna bhakti amrita. Stop all your smart aleck. Smart aleckism. Don't be a smarta, be a bhakti. Don't be a smarty pants. Be a bhakta. Teach the Krishna Bhakti Amrit. Devananda Pandit Prabhura Vakya Shuni Dandavata Hailena Bhagya Hena Mani. After hearing Lord Gauranga's merciful instructions on Bhagavat Tattva, Devananda Pandit offered his dandavats at the feet of the Lord, considering himself Mahabhagya, most fortunate to receive the Sakshat Shiksha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. This is Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Direct. And we're also learning also. This is the teaching. Don't. Prabhura charana kaya mane kari dhyan chalilena viprakari vistara pranam. After offering repeated dandavats to Lord Garanga, Devananda Pandit fixed the lotus feet of Garanga in his mind with full concentration and then left. It's a nice way to depart, to leave the association of a sadhu. Fix the lotus feet, offer dandavats at their feet, and then kaya mane kari dhyan. This body and mind were absorbed in meditating on the Prabhu Charan, on the lotus feet of his master, Lord and Master Guru, Lord and Master Gauranga. They were fixed in his mind and heart, and then he went on his way to carry out the Lord's instruction with enthusiasm. Sabare bhagavater akyan kahilena shri gora sundara bhagavan. In this way, Lord Gaurasundara revealed the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone, including us. So many places in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam to different persons. In front of our Sarata Darshini, I don't know if it's not here just now, but there are many prayers to glorify the Bhagavatam there that are taken from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beautiful prayers and glorification of Bhagavat. Bhakti Yoga Matra Bhagavatera Vyakyan Hari Madhyante Kavu Nabujai An. Krishna Bhakti is the only topic described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Veda Vyas speaking through the mouth of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who's writing this verse. Nothing else is explained in the beginning, middle, or end of Bhagavatam. So this is kind of a summary of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. It's a wrap-up. Like sometimes people give Bhagavatam classes and they say, so I would like to summarize the points I made in class. I discussed these 3 points, this, that, the other thing, just to wrap it up. It's a nice technique also. Then he'll close on that to remind everyone of the major points and ask for any questions from the audience. So he's also there, the writer Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat, he's seeing all these leelas in his own Samadhi Bhashya. When he came 5,000 years ago as Srila Veda Vyas, then he was able to see the Vrindavan Leela by his samadhi, his bhakti samadhi and devotion. Then as a byproduct of that devotional samadhi, that total absorption in Krishna's Nam Rup Guna and Leela and Holy Dhamma Vrindavan, as a byproduct of that, he was able to produce what the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered a product of samadhi Bhashya, the language, the writing of someone in samadhi. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat is the samadhi Bhashya of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because he appeared shortly after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, so he didn't see these pastimes directly in Prakat Leela, nor did he hear these dialogues. So how is he recording these dialogues and putting quotations around them? Because he entered into the realm, the invisible realm, the invisible but eternally manifest realm. Invisible but eternally manifest realm, which is known as the Aprakat Dham of Navadvip and Puri. And he entered there by the strength of his pure bhakti, pure love of God, in a state of samadhi. Dhyan, Dhruvana Smriti, then samadhi. Total, full, unbroken concentration and absorption in Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. And there he heard the conversations, he saw the players of the Leelas, he saw the exchanges, he felt the feelings of the devotees, he felt the feelings of the Lord. So now he also heard this class of Lord Chaitanya glorifying the Bhagavatam and teaching Devananda and teaching all of us how to speak on the Bhagavatam. So now he's giving a summary. So now we've heard this class, so that's what he's saying. He's summarizing it here. And his summary goes on. Navakane bhakti bhagavat jeparai vyarta vakya vyayakari aparadapai. One who teaches the Srimad Bhagavatam but does not explain bhakti speaks uselessly and commits offenses. That's exactly what I was saying. All these Bhagavatams are useless disturbance. Useless disturbance. Oh no, but it's a Bhagavat Sapta. It's mentioned in the Padma Puran, in the Bhagavat Mahatmyam chapter. The glories of Bhagavat Sapta. Yeah, real Bhagavat Sapta. The Padma Puran was written 5,000 years ago when there were still some real people around, and real Brahmins. And they delivered real Bhagavat Saptas, and they were really beneficial. Prabhupada wasn't too much appreciative of what he called the professional reciters of the Bhagavatam. He didn't mince any words when he talked about them. And that was 40 years ago. And you think it's better now? So Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that someone speaking for 7 days on the Bhagavatam, but he's not speaking about bhakti and he's not speaking about renunciation, it's useless. It's just useless. Vyart. It's called Vyart. Vyart Vakya. Interesting. Bengali, Sanskrit, Hindi term saying Vyart. You know, you can see what that means? Art. Art means wealth, objective, value. And Vya means V, means without art. Without value, without wealth, without meaning. Vyarta. Vyarta Vakya. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vakya means speaking. Very poetical. Vyarta Vakya. Oh, did you hear that Bhagavad Sapta? Yeah, that was Vyarta Vyakya. That was Vyarta Vakya. Huh? What do you think? Oh, what do you think of Bapu and Bapu Anand Swami Anand's Sapta? Oh, yes, I think it was Vyart Vakya and Aparad. Huh? Ah, how can you say that? You're an Aparadi. No, I'm just quoting Krishna. I'm quoting Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said it. I didn't say it. Like Prabhupada said, you're a fool, you're a muta. Hey, Prabhupada, why are you speaking so harshly words? I'm not saying. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, avajanati ma muta. If you think Krishna is an ordinary person, like so many politicians and so-called philosophers of India, then I say you're a mudha. Prabhupada would say you're a mudha. Mudha. You're a fool. Hey, Swami Prabhupada, very harsh speaking about this, our famous politicians, pundit so-and-so and so-and-so, who don't accept it, godhood of Krishna. I'm not saying. Krishna is saying in Gita. Anyone who thinks that Krishna has a human form, he's a mudha. That was Prabhupada's defense, which is true. So I'm not saying that your sapta was Vyarta Vakya. But Gauranga is saying it, and he's Krishna. And I'm not saying it's Aparat. Gauranga is saying it, and he's Krishna. Well, the fact is, your sapta is Vyarta Vakya and Aparat. Murti Manta Bhagavata Bhakti Rasa Matra Iha Bhuja Jai Haya Krishna Priya Patra. That's nice. We should all become Krishna Priya Patras. This would be a most desirable goal. Krishna Priya Patra. So you go to your Bhagavad Sapta. Is this the result you get? You become a Krishna Priya Patra? No. Srimad Bhagavatam is the direct form of the mellows of bhakti. Murti Manta Bhagavat Bhakti Rasa Matra. Murti Bhagavat. The Bhagavat is the murti of Bhakti Ras. It's the form and the embodiment, the personification of Bhakti Ras. Iha Bhuje Jehai Krishna. one who Bhuje, one who understands this Murti, Bhagavat Murti, he becomes dear to Krishna. Patra means a recipient of. Patra, a recipient of the Krishna's favor, he becomes dear. Krishna Priya Patra. Patra. Krishnera Priya Patra. So this is the blessings. If you hear the Bhagavatam from a proper devotee, or you study the Bhagavatam in proper association, or you're a proper devotee and surrender devotee and you study the Bhagavatam, then you'll experience the mellows of bhakti, bhakti ras, because the Bhagavatam is the murti, it's a very personification of bhakti ras. Mahabhav Sarupini Radha is in the Bhagavatam. And Rasaraj Sri Krishna is in the Bhagavatam. And by that exposure and by that study, one will become Krishna Priya Patra. Become a dear devotee of Krishna and Radha. Bhagavata Pushtaka Takaye Jaragare Kona Amangala Nahi Jayatatakare. Bhagavata Pujile Krishnera Puja Hai Bhagavata Patan Shravana Bhakti Mai. No inauspiciousness or any amangal thing can enter a house wherein the Srimad Bhagavatam is kept. So the Bhagavatam is mangalam vastu. It is the very form, it is the very substance of auspiciousness, because it's Krishna Sarup, Radha Sarup, Bhakti Devi Sarup. We were telling one time, what is in a Vaishnava's home? The Bhagavat's there, Tulsi's there, the Bhagavat's there, Shalagram's there, the conch shell is there, the Ganta is there. I think these five things. The Garuda bell. Any Vaishnava? So Yamaraj, once the Yamadutas were saying, hey Yam. I don't know if they speak like that. Hey Yamababa. Hey Yamaraj, Maharaj. How do we know which house to go to snatch? Who to snatch? Oh, that's easy. Go to anybody's house that doesn't have a Garuda bell, a Garuda Ganta, and snatch that rascal, that Avaishnava. And go to any house that doesn't have a blowing conch, a pure conch shell, and snatch that rascal and his rascal family. And go to any house that's not worshipping Tulsi Maharani, and snatch that rascal and his little brats. And go to any house that's not keeping the Srimad Bhagavatam, and snatch those knuckleheads. And then go to any house that's not keeping Shalagram, Vishnu, deity of Shalagram, or some murti and doing some puja of Krishna, and snatch that fool. And go to the house of any rascal that leaves his cell phone on when he's chanting japa. And snatch that rascal. Because we'll send some monkeys to steal his telephone. Because the monkey mind wanted to jump on the phone, so a monkey came and took it. The monkey mind is supposed to be controlled by chanting the holy name of Krishna, purified and controlled. If we want the monkey mind to jump on the telephone, a monkey may come and steal our very telephone. That's the monkey of our mind. The monkey of our mind is always taking us away from Krishna. So we have to tie up the monkey. Bind the monkey. Not bribe the monkey. Don't bribe the monkey. Don't bribe your mind, but tie him up and say no. Monkey jow. Pagomana. Crazy mind. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.